Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the last 2.5 hours of this radio show. We always go live the last 2 hours, but today we'll go live 30 minutes early, 12:30 Central Standard Time. Paul Dornanu joining us from somewhere on the road, leaving Greece, driving back into Romania. He got arrested, so many others being arrested. We'll get a report from him. Then we have a very famous individual, the inventor of some key operating systems that are well known to folks. He'll be joining us coming up later in the show, Richard Stallman. So stay with us on that front. He is the inventor of GNU Linux. I want to continue with your phone calls, and after we cover the Bilderberg Group, in the next hour I'm going to detail all this with shots on the screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and video clips and you name it, the overall takeover plan of the globalists. But we'll give you the pieces of that first. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. That's coming up in the next segment. How it dovetails. Let's go ahead and talk now to Pastor Terry in Ohio. Go ahead, Pastor Terry.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Alex. I'm the pastor that called you about the getting the letter from Homeland Security, and I am getting that to you. I had to wait for it to come back from another organization that wanted it to help me see what I can do about it. And also, I wanted to share with you. I sure did wish I could get on there with Mr. Baldwin.
Well, let me give you an idea. If you have a letter, you can just make photocopies of it and then not wait while it goes to one person and then back to you.
Yeah, I know. I messed up on that one.
Oh, so you'd already mailed it out.
Yeah.
Why don't you refresh people's memory? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Because a lot of folks didn't hear that one call weeks ago. Why don't you recap so people know what we're talking about?
Okay. I received two letters from Department of Homeland Security and it was Homeland Security / FEMA, and I'm just a little home church. So I figure, the way I consider it, I figure I got it by mistake because they've been hitting the bigger churches, and boy, have I got more information for you for that, too. They've actually hit them here, too, but I'll give you that. But anyway, I got the letter. Of course, they were saying, you know, me being 501c3 or 3c exempt and all that, which we're not. We chose not to be that, which was a mistake. And second of all, they stated that in case of an emergency, they may need the clergy or the pastors in given areas to help them in the safeguarding of people, directing them, you know, to certain areas, things like that. And then once
you're recruited, for those that don't know, it's the clergy response team. They want to recruit all the preachers. They're up to 26,000 last time we checked. To covertly, because we got the training manuals, tell them to go to FEMA camps, tell them to take shots, tell them to turn their guns in, to preach Romans 13. Then we had mainline preachers on national news saying the same thing. So now even home churches are getting these, and I don't think it was a mistake you not signing up for the 501c3. You waive your liberties and your freedoms under the First Amendment when you contract with these guys. That's how they get around the separation of church and state and the First Amendment and federalize the churches.
Okay.
But keep going, Pastor, and then we'll hold you over. So you got this letter. Go ahead.
I got the letter, and they're quoting Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7.
Yeah, the feds quoting to you Romans 13. I mean, is that not creepy?
Well, it's their own interpretation, just like it was that woman's own interpretation here Sunday or the other day when I was listening to you, because she mentioned the pastor that told me that I was reading from the wrong version. Well, I actually read from the King James, and I gave the definition.
Look, whatever. The government isn't supposed to be running religion. Hitler did it. It's classic tyranny. Stay there, okay, folks? You don't have to go to FEMA
camps. Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I can't even believe that we have to argue with people that you're not supposed to have multi-million person domestic armies marching around in red and black uniforms, now all openly being announced, and they're marching in cities near you, that they're training public school children from the sixth grade and up how to write dossiers on their parents and how to tattle on their parents and how to tattle on their parents for not, you know, being good environmental stewards and washing the bed sheets more than, you know, once every 2 weeks or taking too long a bath or taking a bath. And the news everywhere glorifies the children and says, oh, look, they're bossing their parents around. The Marine Corps, to get around Posse Comitatus, is announcing they're going to create their own domestic police force that will also police the American people, Marine Corps civilian police. All over the nation, regular Army and Marines are running illegal checkpoints. We told people in 2006, we got the secret FEMA documents that they had 13,000 preachers covertly trained to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, to take forced inoculations, to turn their guns in, Romans 13. Then it came out mainstream news 2008, early 2008, national newscast, local newscast. We played them here with preachers saying it's Romans 13 that the people are bad and got to do what their government says. And the government's number one threat is us, the people. And we need the army to take our guns. It's of the Lord. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Now they've got all these bills introduced to restrict free speech and arrest you for free speech and to take your guns and put you on secret list. And, yeah, they're sending out, we've confirmed this, we've got tons of these letters and things coming in, where the preachers are being told, and I told you Raymond Teague 2 years ago came in from his big Baptist church in Dripping Springs, and they told him, they said, well, he brought me the letter. And it was his preachers, got up and said in the sermon, don't talk about the parking lot if you go to a church dinner. The members can't talk about politics or who they support coming up in the 2008 election. You know, now the people don't have free speech. If you're a Christian, you don't have free speech. Folks, the first, let's say Christians are knock-kneed, gelded, conditioned, brainwashed, and let's just say you believe you're supposed to worship government and do whatever it says. And the founding fathers were bad, and we were bad to fight Hitler, and you know, all governments of God, and Jesus should have done what the devil said because he's the God of this world, and he offered him the whole world up on the mountain. Let's just say that's the case. And the communist Chinese church, you know, the church of the state that told Christians it was of God to worship the government, the Soviet-controlled church was good, and the East German-controlled church was good, and, you know, the Cuban-controlled church was good. Let's just say all of that is good, and government's supposed to run religion. But wait a minute, the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So this is a government for and by the people. So we're supposed to follow the Bill of Rights, and it says it's illegal to have government involved in religion. And see, the controlled left always said, oh, you're not supposed to be able to have a Bible in school. They throw in the trash all the time. They arrest you if you're caught with them. You know, if you try to go pray on a campus, they arrest you. You know, Alan Keyes, still in jail for a week and a half, by the way. They're saying, well, we're going to keep you in jail because you prayed, you know, for Notre Dame. And so they set this precedent. And you're not supposed to have the government doing this. I mean, that's so creepy. That's such tyranny. That's so 1984. And I get these hundreds of emails a week, and I see them on our YouTube videos going, Alex Jones is of the devil. He should submit to government, Romans 13. And these people, you go to their subsites on YouTube, they really believe it. And they're these soft, weak, really demonic Christians. And they just revel in worshiping government and revel in having no responsibility and revel. And when they have their kids taken by the government for no reasons, they praise God and say, oh, it's the end of the world. I'll be raptured soon. Listen, you delusional fruitcakes, you're not going to be raptured, okay? And just from a secular perspective, you are cowardly, sickening people who don't face down evil in any way. You really think the creator of the universe wants anything to do with you? You are pathetic. You are disgusting. But regardless, it's up to people who aren't under the fake church control. And it's up to people, no matter what your religious beliefs are, if you aren't religious, to fight evil. We know this is tyranny. We know foreign banks stealing $14.8 trillion is illegal. We know the CPS with no due process stealing people's kids with their phony family courts is wrong. We know rocket fuel and 90% of the baby formula and melamine in 90% of it, and mercury in over half of corn syrup, and all the brain damage and cancer and corruption and sodium fluoride and forced medication in the water supply is wrong. We know foreign private banks ruling our nation is wrong. We know the attack on our freedoms is wrong. And all of you phony, sickening, disgusting, fake conservative Christians need to get out of the way. You know, you supported George Bush when he said they were having secret arrest and secret torture, and now you whine and complain when you find out Homeland Security is really for conservatives and gun owners. What did you expect, you stupid fools? You're the ones that own property and are middle class. You're the targets. Now, Pastor Terry was calling from Ohio. He has a home church, I think he said 30 members, and he even got the letter telling him, look, you're 501c3, which he's not. You're under orders, no free speech, you don't criticize the government. Well, even under the 501c3 baloney, you can criticize government policies and abortion and things. It's just you can't endorse political candidates. But see, even under that, they've expanded it. But see, that's the lawyer trick. Just like there's no law, you got to take a vaccine. They trick you and the school kicks you out, and then they put in truancy laws into place to then say you've been truant and they come arrest you and your kid. But you're not being arrested for no shot. It's a lawyer trick. Same thing here. Oh, they go, in the 50s, didn't have 501c3. They said, churches, yeah, you're tax exempt. Just fill out this form. And trusting Americans, you know, we'd won World War II. We were the good guys. The churches said, there's a new government wants us just to, you know, we have our tax exemption. And I've seen the old 50s forms. They even lied and said, we know you have a First Amendment. Just we need you to do this for tax reasons. And the big denominations taken over by the World Council of Churches, financed by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundations and Ford Foundation, told the Baptists and the Methodists and the Catholics and all the big Christian, faiths, denominations, just fill this out. And so they did it. Then they went to small churches and said, do this. Then they SWAT teamed a few, and so most of them got scared and did it in the 80s. Congress can make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I know a bunch of you party and, you go to the dance halls and you don't want to hear about religion. Okay. Over 200 million people call themselves Christians in this nation. Hundreds of millions every week go to church. This matters politically to everybody. That the government's taken over the church. Remember, the Democrats didn't like Bush and the $10 billion a year for faith-based initiative to buy them off. And now Obama's saying he's going to double that, and suddenly the Democrats love it. It's bipartisan. So whatever happened to separation of church and state, it means the churches can do whatever they want, but the government can't be involved because you have no jurisdiction. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You have no purview, but they trick you and say, you're a charity. Sign into this 501c3. And they did it. And now 50-something years later, we're in bondage. Now, I'm done ranting. I said I'd take your calls. Pastor Terry, just finish up about this letter.
Okay, I got this letter, and what I did was is I have people, wanted to see it so they could help me out in it legally, and that's why I allowed it to go out. Well, I'm getting it back, and you're going to get it. Another thing, and something else, Alex.
You can send it if you want. I already have hundreds, but sure, go ahead.
Okay. And something else, too. I listen to you and Steve Quayle, and everything you have said has come to pass. And I tell you what, I've listened to you, and I even go a little deeper because when I teach, I like to teach the same way Christ did. You know, put a little modern-day history in with, what's going on in the world so people would understand. You know what I'm saying? And the information I get from your show and such helps me, but I also got online and get information, too. And, back in at the beginning of this country, before there was even a constitution, when people, began to fight against England, against their tyranny, they used God's word to stand up and do it. They didn't even have a constitution. They used God's
word. That's right. The whole Bible is about resisting tyranny.
That's
right. It
was
called the Black Brigades, because back then preachers of all denominations wore black. And they were
the first ones to stand up against it.
No, it was actually preachers that led it. Now, that's why the government's moving to take over the churches. But go ahead and send that, and all pastors should send that to us who are getting these letters. And we'll get an article up about it in the near future. And
well,
I'll give folks.
Can I share something with you?
Sure, but I just want to explain something to you, sir. When the roaring lion of government comes up and roars, seeing who it may devour, seeing if we cower and fall down, you never signed the 501c3. You never waived your rights. You're a home church. So you're running around saying, what do I need legally? Because some scumbag in the government sends you a letter saying you got to bow down and have no free speech. It's total bull. So I don't know who you sent it to get advice from. Most of the big church groups are funded and controlled by the government, so they'll lie to you. But, if you haven't signed a 501c3, which you said may have been a mistake, you got some jackass telling you that it's a mistake, you got to waive your rights and sign a contract with the government?
No, I been doing research, and I found a Senate report, 93-549, where it talked about where Lincoln signed the first executive order when the southern states seceded from the Union. When you look that up on the Internet, Senate report 93-549,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It talks about the War and Emergency Powers Act. And you know what? When all that happened, that made us and the states franchises.
Yes, and it put it back into... I appreciate your call. I got to go. Thank you. And they put it back into effect in 1933. We've been under martial law. They set up the state police. We're really federal. We are a conquered nation. Are we going to get it back, or are we slaves?
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be going to somewhere in Central Europe. He's on the road, Paul Dornanou. Left Greece about 10 hours ago, or began leaving Greece. Going back to Romania. That is coming up in the next segment. And then in the next hour, I'm going to fully detail bill in Congress that would ban gun ownership at will, how it ties into the Cyberbullying Act, how we're all going to be on list. No jobs, no buying, no selling, no traveling. This is the global model. It doesn't just stop with Muslims or gun owners or conservatives or Green Party activists who are having their rights stripped secretly. This will go to everybody. This is tyranny. Let's go to Jason in Georgia. Jason, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Look here, just a couple points. I voted for Chuck Ball in the last election and was just trying to get a shout-out to him, say thanks for all the great work. Also, you woke me up right after 9/11. I've been listening to you since then. Man, what can I say? What the hell's going on?
It's just going to be, again, they've slowly built this thing up, and then now they're accelerating the completion of this tyrannical world government, this control grid, and the public is under a spell, watching 4 hours of TV a day, you know, just trying to work all the time to make ends meet. The families are broken up. You know, the women are working, so they can't take care of the kids. So the state's raising the kids. I mean, our enemies have taken their time doing this and setting this up and building power and wealth while they did it. You know, each phase of this, they profit from it. But now it's all coming to a head, and my God, folks are in. People think it's bad now. They haven't seen anything.
Quick story about the mentality. Went on a fishing trip with some church guys, talking to the youth pastor, trying to get them to look at the Building 7 collapse. You know, was on the Architects and Engineers website, and the guy just refused to look at it. Absolutely refused.
Did he say it was of the devil or something?
He couldn't believe that Americans would do that to Americans.
But we'd kill 50 million plus babies.
Absolutely.
I mean, Obama actually supports. I heard Keyes talk about this years ago and looked it up. You know, back when Obama was first talking about running, Keyes, you know, who's from Illinois, couldn't believe it. And it's true. Obama supports killing babies after they're born. Did you know that?
I wouldn't doubt anything. Let me just say
No. I mean, he believes that you should be able to kill it even if it's been born the first few days.
One thing, Alex. Man, thanks for everything you do. I listen to you every day. I hate that your YouTube channel's down. Man, keep up the good work. We're here. I'm trying to wake people up. And God bless you and your family. Look to Jesus. He'll help us through. And thank you very much.
Absolutely. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, all I know is that the big central banks that own Europe and the United States have used us as a base, a funding system to fund their world government. They don't need us anymore. Their world government's in place, and they brag in all their publications how they're going to bankrupt us and destroy our liberties and freedoms and break us. And it's happening now. And they control the liberals and conservatives of this nation, and they've already stolen $14-plus trillion. I mean, the damage is already irrevocable. The only question is, will we at least, through this crisis, kick the globalists out, or will they use the crisis to get even more power? Rick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, let's go to Bold in Mass. Bold in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I just observing, based on the guests you've had, particularly Chuck Baldwin, and it's getting very serious article, we seem to be going through a phase where we continue with the info war, and it's not going to go hot suddenly. They'll continue to try the slow boil, coming for the guns now. But people can see what's going on. You're getting the word out, reporting to them. They have to take action and actually hide those guns. They can't say, oh, that's what should be done. It's time to take action and do that. I mean, people have to respond. Knowing something isn't enough, you have to take action. They've taken action. They're getting the word out. They're pumping your
articles. Well, you know, this always happened. It happened in Russia, China, Cuba. People can never believe it's really happening here. Folks, it happens everywhere. This is normal what's happening. It just isn't good. And I don't want my family to be slaves, man. And, you know, I tell you, Bold, I'm getting sick of it.
The Appleseed program is something to look for where people can learn to shoot. They're buying the guns. They need to know how to use them. They need to continue to buy the ammo. That's a vote, not that they have.
Hey, Bold, do you see all these articles where they're arresting people for buying ammo when it's not even illegal?
It's going to happen. It's kind of like Cool Hand Luke movie. He doesn't escape in the end, but he, right to the end, he fought. Resistance is victory, and we're waking up, people up left and right. We're not alone. We're the majority. People have to know that and continue to act and let them arrest you. Don't fear. Don't overreact.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Paul Dornanud joining us from Europe. It was at Bilderberg 2009. He shot some of the great video of the secret police following of cameramen and reporters at the 2007 Bilderberg Group meeting in Istanbul, Turkey. He got detained, saw many others arrested. He'll give us the latest on what happened over the weekend. And tomorrow we're going to have Charlie Skelton on, who was detained again, got in a physical altercation, got roughed up by these people, and was basically driven from the country. So that's coming up. Then next hour, I'm going to have Aaron Dykes in studio. David Gergen and others, Republicans as well, are involved in this AmeriCorps citizen army. And put up on screen the image of the uniform. It is a red and black. It's a red uniform trimmed in black with fascistic khaki brown shirts. And they're marching and doing military drills in this video. Hundreds and hundreds of them, and they have tens of thousands nationwide. They want millions, and they say, this is our uniform. This is what we wear. And so they admit it is with Homeland Security, and they are spies. They admit. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. He links to their own documents. They are spies. So that is coming up later in the next hour, and how it ties into bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. And this is what the legislation that Rahm Emanuel swore to introduce. We have the video posted right there so you can see it. And this will allow them secretly to ban any gun ownership they want, and then you can't challenge it. There's no court. You don't even know why you're on it. I mean, this is the hallmark, the bedrock of tyranny. So a detailed report on how that ties into the Cyberbullying Act, restrict free speech, how it ties in to worldwide, how you'll have these tracking lists and not be able to travel, have a job, you name it, in the future. Before we go to Paul Dornanu joining us, I don't know if he's gotten out of Greece yet. I know he started driving out today. Before we go back to go to our guest for the first time, I do want to take a few minutes out here as we start the simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv to just remind listeners that this radio show and the TV show and everything we do here is not inexpensive. And we're able to continue what we do and able to expand our key fight, the tip of the spear against the New World Order. Who can deny we're at the tip of the spear? Through your financial support. We're going to have a money bomb June 11th that I would ask folks, we have, you know, once a year, this is the second annual money bomb, to expand the TV studios, to buy more cameras and computers. That sounds like a lot of money to try to raise $250,000. That would be two cameras in a real studio. Okay, well, we're talking about three or four cameras, a whole studio, more space, the equipment, one or two employees for the year. We need this money. So if you want to go ahead and donate at InfoWars.com, there's big banners to the money bomb, and we haven't added the new donations the last week. We'll do that. It's over $15,000 just a few days into it. And then we're going to try to really have a lot of giving on the day of June 11th. And so that's coming up June 11th. But please, check out InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through the banner at InfoWars.com today. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv members out there, you make this show possible. You make the simulcast, the TV production possible, the crew in there, and what we do. And you get all of my films in super high quality. We're going to release this presentation with Aaron Russo's last video interview that we did. And it has some added parts of the interview never before seen. And some behind-the-scenes interviews we did with him at a restaurant we went to. And also, I update the presentation with the latest video and information and update the latest developments in the United States and the End the Fed movement that Aaron was instrumental in starting. So we commend him and Restore the Republic and everybody. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, this presentation needs to be seen. It'll be shipping June 3rd. It's being mass-produced right now. And we'll have it by next week and have the orders packed up and ready to ship June 3rd. So get your orders in for that today. Again, Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Also, we have a new DVD arsenal. Every month we take the best in-studio and other interviews and other extras and things we've done. Like we're working on one right now that has all the Tent City interviews and things in it. And we sent crews out to cover that. That's boiled down. The first in those monthly DVD arsenal videos has been released, and that can also be ordered at the secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Then we have our big productions. We have our big productions that we do. Like Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, and the newest one, The Obama Deception. The Obama Deception needs to be seen on high-quality DVD and with the extras and things that are on it. So please order that at InfoWars.com. And that's how you support this radio show and everything we do. But plus, you get a tool that will wake up conservatives and liberals. Liberals will watch it because they want to see how Obama's being criticized. Conservatives will watch it because they hate Obama, and they'll see that it's really an attack on neocons and on fake liberals controlled by the offshore power structure, and it covers the Bilderberg Group and what's really happening. So, such a essential film, The Obama Deception. Okay, that said, let's go to Paul Dornanu, who, again, did work for us on the film Endgame, and he has pretty good English, better English than I have, Romanian. And he again, this is his second Bilderberg that he's traveled to, and we really appreciate his courage. This year, it was reported by Jim Tucker, the worst security ever. 2.5 miles away, they were arresting people, detaining people. Secret police following everybody. Tucker said it was the worst he ever saw. Also, Charlie Skelton of The Guardian got arrested twice, detained another time, got roughed up by security. That's now headlines, London Guardian. And he went there like this was all a big joke. But it's not a big joke now. He kind of had an awakening. And then, so we'll be going over that. Mr. Dornanu, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alec.
Good to have you on. Where are you now on the road?
Actually, I'm at my home. I arrived this morning. It was a straight drive.
So you're not that far from Greece. How long did it take you to get back to where you're from in Romania?
About 15 hours.
Okay. Okay, well, start at the beginning. I'm going to try to just sit back and have you break it down. What did you see? Okay. When did you arrive? What did you witness? What happened to you?
Well, I arrived for the evening with a friend of mine to help me with the footage. His name is Florian. Last name is Serbu. And basically what we noticed there from the beginning, and I have to agree completely with Jim Tucker, is that the security was worse than I've seen in 2007 in Istanbul and what I've seen other times from other reports. Basically, the police, I think the police took the job to secure the place and the army, the Greek army. I haven't seen very much of special forces like I've seen before from maybe U.S. military or something like that, but from the pictures I took, I could observe, for example, military on fast boats with guns, heavy guns, Greek military navy on the sea that was patrolling around the hotel, police helicopter surveilling the area. When we arrived, basically it was very animated, and police cars, police bikes were coming and going everywhere. The traffic was restricted. So we basically went ahead and tried to see what's going on at the reconnaissance first. And that's when we observed the end of pictures of the helicopter. That was the first day, and we didn't. We later had seen a few limos. Black cars with black windows that were escorted by police, and I haven't seen
Was
that.
This last Wednesday?
Thursday, actually.
Okay, Thursday, so the first real day it kicks off. When did you start seeing them detain people, and then we heard there were some demonstrations that looked staged by the communists and the nationalists? Please continue.
Well, my second day there, which is Friday 15th, I was walking on the road, walking towards the Astoria Palace Hotel, and I met this guy, this Greek guy, quoted his name, and he told us, guys, you know, that they are arresting, detaining people with cameras. And I said, well, I haven't heard that before. We took a walk, and we managed to take a picture of the hotel where two people were standing in the balcony. And I wanted to change the lenses and get a bigger lens, zoom lens, to get a closer picture with them. And as soon as I put my backpack on the ground, a few police cars and motorcycles arrived and started asking questions. That's when we started getting that footage. I don't know if you've seen it. We were surrounded by cops, and they started telling us that we cannot take pictures to the hotel.
Now they advertise, Paul, and then we'll continue with the story. They advertise Greece as if it's part of the European Union. It's supposedly free. But clearly Bilderberg gave the order to stop any photos because they're tired of us showing the Queen of the Netherlands and David Rockefeller and British royalty and others being there. So, I mean, clearly this sounds like Soviet Russia during the 1980s. Please continue.
Exactly. Well, I've even spoke personally to some of the cops in civilian or regular cops. And basically, what they told us is that, first of all, they were very friendly to us. Only some security people there were very, very angry, and they were giving orders. They had stations, radio stations, all of them, and they were saying to the radio to, you know, take this guy, something like that. But
So you saw private security people, what looked like plain clothes. Private security may have been telling the police to be rougher with you.
Exactly, exactly. Even when Richard Turbin from Ireland was arrested, basically he took a picture of such a man, and then that man ordered the police to get him.
The Bilderberg security then was giving orders to the police, and that's what we've heard from everybody, that the police didn't really like violating the press's rights,
exactly.
But were clearly
exactly.
under orders from higher up to do this. And so go back over the gentleman from Ireland, because we're going to be doing a story on this, Mr. Dornan, who, as you know, for PrisonPlanet.com, which has been the global leader. If you click under Google News, we're getting more hits right now than The Guardian and The New York Times and others that have been in The Wall Street Journal that have been reporting on this. So it's important to get all the facts. So specifically, you're confirming Bilderberg was ordering people have their videotapes, their photos stolen. That allows civil action now against the private Bilderberg group based out of a private corporate office in the Netherlands. So please continue.
Exactly. I myself was detained two times. Actually, second time was worse than the first time. The first time we got detained, me and my friend and that Greek guy, we were detained for about an hour. During that time, they probably ran some checks on us at the police station and then let us free. They didn't check our cameras or whatever we recorded. Now, the second time was worse because it was yesterday when Bilderbergers started to leave. And my friends started taking pictures with limos, and they were all together in that park near the police barricade, and they were friendly with us. And suddenly, it seems that this police guy in civilian dressed regularly like normal people. Got radioed and got very angry because he was told to basically take us. And he came to us, he asked for our IDs and told us very friendly, well, you have to go again for 5 minutes to the police station and run some checks again on you.
Let me stop you. let's be specific, Mr. Garner, because I want to get this right.
Yes.
You're saying the officers were being friendly to you, and then he got irritated when he got the radio call. Was he irritated with you or irritated that they were ordering him to arrest you?
Irritated that they get the word to arrest us.
So they didn't want to arrest you?
Exactly.
Now, let's be clear. The cops, when they falsely arrest you, always call it detaining. When you're stuck in a police car and taken, you were arrested without charge. You were arrested, falsely arrested, and then released without charge. So that's why they keep telling you you were detained, because they know what they've done is unlawful and you have a claim against them. And even if the cops don't like it, there were lots of Germans who didn't like blowing people's heads off, but they still did it. You know, there were lots of folks who didn't like, having, to hang black runaway slaves, but they still hung them. And just because you don't like, I had to rob a bank. I was real sad about it. I don't like it, but I have to rob it. Those police officers are not above the law. Now, more importantly, you and others that were arrested, including the Irishman and the Brit reporter for The Guardian, they need to file suit against the Bilderberg Group for soliciting your arrest. And then that will open all this up in court. We need to go after these bastards. Now, Mr. Dornan, please continue.
Yes, I was considering doing such an action for us to talk with the foreign minister here in my country to to ask them why was I detained or arrested the times. Because the second time, I got really scared, and I think that's what they wanted.
You were kidnapped, sir. You were Shanghai.
4 hours there.
4 hours.
4 hours there. We were in total of six people there. One guy hadn't had anything to do with us. He was an American from Colorado and was just sitting on the bank near us. And he was taken as well.
Let's be clear. This is in the middle of a exactly. This is a no camera. This is in the middle of just a gorgeous tourist area, and they shut down the entire palace with three huge hotels. And then there's a huge bay with boats and ships and people on the beach with volleyballs, and they were just grabbing people. Explain that to people.
Exactly. So basically, we're just standing there trying to take a picture with the cars that were passing by, the limos for Villa Burger, and they came to us and told us that we need to go to the police station.
All right, stay there. But you're saying they also arrested just an American tourist who didn't have a camera?
Exactly. Exactly. He was just guilty by association. He was just standing there with us.
Paul Dornanew, stay there. Paul, stay there. We'll be right back to you. Key information straight ahead.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We have a big announcement concerning YouTube censorship. And I'll say this, it looks very, very positive, but I don't want to declare victory yet. So that'll probably be in the next few days. up on screen. It's coming up next hour. We're going to play this video. That is AmeriCorps. That is one of the uniforms. They've got 10 different divisions of this, but that's the main political officer you're going to be seeing on the streets. In fact, they're on the streets. And they're chanting and doing military marches, and she looks at the camera and says, this is what I wear, this is my uniform. Very chilling. And they mean business, folks. They mean business. It's really sick. People can laugh at it, but they can call in the police on you, you name it. This is the new America, ladies and gentlemen. Arm patches and everything. I can't believe our republic's fallen this hard this fast, but we really are just a third world country with some vestiges of freedom and liberty left, but that's all going to be overrun soon. God help us. And the yuppies are just going to roll over to it. They've had their fight sucked out. A lot of folks, though, aren't, and that's why it's going to be very nasty. Going back to Paul Dornanum, infocon.ro, infocon.ro, done a lot of great work, and you can see his footage in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, being followed by cars and police waiting out front in plain clothes, smoking cigarettes in alleys. Looks like something out of Indiana Jones or the Temple of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and going through bazaars and trying to hide while guys follow him so Tucker can meet some guy in an alley to tell him what's going on from Bilderberg. And a lot of that went on this year, too, and Tucker's going to be back soon. He's getting back tonight. We'll have him on the next few days for a full debriefing here on air. But Mr. Dornan, the British reporter, Mr. Skelton, really got freaked out when they were at his hotel, in his room, following him, grabbing on him in alleyways. The London Guardian, he certainly had a conversion from laughing at us to taking this pretty serious.
Yes, I've managed to meet Charles Skelton and talk to him a bit, and he indeed was looking very frightening because what was happening, I don't think he was expecting for this to be happening, and was taken by surprise. But let me tell you what happened the second arrest of us. When we got the second time arrested with us, there were two guys from American Free Press, Bernard and Peter, I don't know their last names. And
by the way, this is an exclusive. Nobody else is reporting right now on this. We need Paul Watson or Kurt Nimmo to get this up. A bunch of people were arrested. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, when they started to ask for our IDs, we were in that park near the police barricade. I started recording with my phone, just only audio. I put my the phone in my pocket, so I make sure I have some proof, something against them if I have to.
And they made you erase that, didn't they? Because you reported that to us in an email that I gave to Watson yesterday, that that they erased a bunch of your tape and stuff.
That one is still on my phone because I managed to remove the card from my phone.
But they did erase some of your stuff, correct?
Yes. When we got to the police station, the first thing there was a captain, which I managed to take his pictures at a demonstration a day earlier. He asked for our cameras to remove the batteries, to remove the tape, the cards from them. The phones, especially phones. And they were very, very angry, especially on me, because I published the videos on YouTube, and they literally starting threatening me personally to...
Oh, stay there. Stay there, Paul Dornan. Let's do five more minutes on the other side as we debrief you here worldwide on the radio. Very upset about all the YouTube videos that we link to on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com that got carried as official news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.